This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, just before the holiday break, is Ashley Bean Thorne to take a look at events happening in Waco. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, Friday, December 16th, we have the Waco Children's Theater presentation of A Charlie Brown Christmas, and they'll have performances throughout the weekend. Tickets are going to be from $8 to $10. Performance times vary, so you want to check out the Waco Children's Theater website for that information, but just a good holiday time.
Yes, and then also tonight, the Youth Chorus of Central Texas is having their Christmas concert. It's going to be at 7th and James Baptist Church at 7 o'clock. And if you haven't ever seen the Youth Chorus of Central Texas, they are a children's choir. They are made up of kids from grades 3 through 11, representing 18 schools throughout Central Texas. So some of our best young singers in the area. So come enjoy just all kinds of Christmas choral music.
And another play we got going on starting today and continuing throughout the weekend is Junie B. in Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. So this holiday play is going to be at the Jubilee Theater, and tickets are from $5 to $10.
And then Saturday morning, if you want to get up nice and early, you can participate in the Central Texas Audubon Society annual Christmas bird count. The folks who are going to help do this bird count are going to get together at 7:30 in the morning at the Bosque Square Shopping Center, which is close to the corner of Bosque and Highway 6. And this is a project that has been going on for 50 years across the country, these Christmas bird counts. So you can be a part of this ongoing citizen science activity. And this Saturday, they're going to be planning the bird count for Western McLennan County, and then they'll be doing Eastern McLennan County at the end of January.
Wow.
So if you're a bird person, get involved.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that, citizen science.
Yes, that's I do too. I think that's cool.
And also on Saturday, if you're struggling to find some last-minute gifts or just want to check out what else is out there, the Handmade Market will be at the Waco Downtown Farmers Market. So you can go and shop through the various local handmade goods they'll have if you're looking for stocking stuffers or something like that. So this is going to be, again, at the Downtown Farmers Market. The time is from 9 a.m. in the morning to 1 p.m.
Yes. And then Saturday is also prime Santa sighting opportunities throughout the city. So there are several opportunities. From noon to 4 at Heritage Square, Santa will be there in his house, and you can bring your phones and cameras to take free pictures with him. And then also at Central Christian Church from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, Santa is going to be there, and that event is going to be particularly well arranged for differently abled children. So they'll have the angel paw dogs there, and it'll be wheelchair accessible and sensory friendly. So that's going to be at Central Christian Church on Lakeshore Drive from 10 to 2. And then another great opportunity to have a Santa sighting is going to be Christmas on the Porch at the Susanna Wesley House. They're going to provide hot chocolate, cookies, and music, and you can come get your picture with Santa and enjoy some Christmas music on the porch at the Susanna Wesley House, which is at the corner of 17th Street and Sanger Avenue. That's going to be from 4:30 to 6:30.
And also on Saturday, the parents of autistic children will be hosting a mom's night out kind of get together. And they're asking that you don't forget your ugliest Christmas sweater. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have an evening of bowling, and then they're going to head over to Cheddar's right afterwards. So just a good chance for some relaxation and fellowship. And also on Saturday night is Ho 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 Rock and Roll Show down at Spin Connection, Waco's record store. The bands that are going to play are House Fire Syndrome, Reround Generation, DiMaggio's, and Red Check. It's going to be from 7 to 11, again, at Spin Connection at 3703 Franklin Avenue. And keeping in tune with the music theme, the Waco High School Jazz Band will be performing at Classy Glass Wine Bar from 8 to 10 p.m. So you can go down there and enjoy some jazz with a glass of wine or two, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds terrific. And then Sunday, one of my favorite Waco Christmas traditions is happening. At 5:30 at 7th and James Baptist Church is the sing-along Handel's Messiah. So if you need to get your hallelujahs in, you can come and be a part of the chorus. So how it works is 7th and James Baptist Church provides the soloists and the musicians, and then they hand out music and the audience gets to be the chorus. So if you love Handel's Messiah, come at 5:30 to 7th and James Baptist Church, join in the singing, and then enjoy some coffee and tea and hot chocolate afterwards.
And that takes us into Monday, December 19th, where we have a lot going on in the coming week. Right, Ashley?
Yeah, right. Several things. One thing is a couple places in town are having holiday camps. One of them is Cameron Park Zoo, because kids are out of school, but sometimes parents are not off work quite yet.
That's
and
right.
So a camp is a great idea. So the one at Cameron Park Zoo is going to include students from pre-kindergarten through sixth grade, and they can learn about zoo animals and help make presents for the animals. And that's $45 a day for members, or $50 a day for non-members, and then there's a little bit better price if you're going to go for all the days that it is open. So give the zoo a call if you're interested in that. It goes from 9 to noon.
And another place where you could take the kids for a little, you know, holiday daycare, child watching services is the YMCA here. So they're going to have they're going to offer this at the three locations, the Waco Family Y, Doris Miller Y, and the Edna Learning Center. So you could just drop off the kiddos. The times are going to be from 7:30 to 6, and they'll can spend it there while, you know, you're working.
Right. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Exactly.
Also on Monday and Tuesday at the Mayborn Museum, they're having a neat event. On Monday, it's going to be at 1 o'clock, and then on Tuesday, it's going to be at 1:30. And it's Christmas stories from around the world. So you can go with the kids and learn about Christmas traditions in other cultures all around the world. And then also on Monday at the Mayborn, they're having a terrific puppet show. They have this every year. It's called Santa's Magic Bells, and Santa and his hyper-elf Ringle Dingle are featured in this holiday puppet show. So that comes along with your regular museum admission, and Santa's Magic Bells is going to be at 2 o'clock.
And on Monday and Tuesday, the Hippodrome will be showing How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Just a note, this is the Jim Carrey version.
Right.
So they're going to be showing that, $3, and starts at 6 p.m.
Yeah, so that's fun. And then Tuesday, we've got our regular play date with art, Squish, Scribble, Splat.
Yeah.
That can be Mommy and Daddy and Me. And it's all about exploring sensory and motor skills and learning about materials and art and meeting friends. So this will be a fun something to do while the kids are out of school. One child is $6, and additional siblings are $4, and that's at the Art Center of Waco from 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning on Tuesday.
And also on Tuesday, the Central Texas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is having their holiday lunch featuring Rosa's Cafe. So if you bring a new teddy bear to be donated to the Family Abuse Center, you can earn a ticket for the raffle prize drawing that they'll be having there. Cost is $10 per person, and that's from 12 to 1.
And also on Tuesday, the Waco Friends of Peace and Climate are having their monthly meeting. And usually what they do at their monthly meetings is show a documentary. So the documentary this month is going to be Cape Spin. It is about wind farms and wind energy. So that'll be at 6 o'clock. As usual, there's a free vegetarian pizza and salad buffet, and it's at Paparolo's. So if you're interested in wind farming, it's a great way to learn about it.
And starting on Tuesday and continuing on Wednesday, it's the most wonderful show of the year by the Waco Civic Theater. So you can check out this. It's the first ever Christmas cabaret-style variety show that they're putting on. And it's going to feature some singing and dancing. They'll sing your favorite holiday songs. Cost is about $5 to $15. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. And this, of course, is at the Waco Civic And this, of course, is at the Waco Civic Theater.
Yes. And then December 20th, Tuesday through the 23rd, they're having special story times at the Waco McLennan County Libraries. You'll get a chance to hear stories about the big guy, Santa, and meet a special visitor. I don't know who the special visitor will be, but
anyone.
You'll get a chance to meet a special visitor. It's for ages 3 to 6, and it's free, of course. It's at the libraries, 10:30, and it's a different library each different day. So Tuesday, it's East Waco Library. Wednesday, West Waco Library. Thursday, Central Library. Friday, South Waco Library. So you can look on the library website and get the scoop on that.
And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, there's a knitting and crochet meetup. So if you if ever interested or you know how to do either of those things, this is the perfect opportunity for you. They're going to be making baby hats.
Yes, baby hats.
Baby
they
hats.
Give out baby hats all throughout the year.
And it's a free event. It's going to be from 5 to 8 p.m. at the West Waco Library Meeting Room. And also at the West Waco Library on Thursday is Pajama Night Storytime. So you could bring the whole family and the kids, get in your PJs and relax and just enjoy a fun story. They're going to have it's Christmas themed, and they're going to even have a puppet show. It's a free event, and this is at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and then also on Thursday night, if you are interested in spoken word or poetry, we've got an open mic night at Cozy's Lounge, which is in Belle Meade on Same Street. And it's going to be a grown-up open mic night, 18 and up, no fee to perform, from 9 o'clock to midnight. So go enjoy some spoken word there. You can either perform yourself or just sit and enjoy what other folks are saying. And then also Thursday night is the Feast in the East. So a group of citizens in East Waco is putting on a wonderful feast with the support of the Syntex African American Chamber of Commerce and Esther's Closet. They've gathered up a whole army of volunteers, and they're planning on serving over 500 hot meals and giving out seasonal gifts to anyone in need. So that's going to be from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. At the City of Waco Multipurpose Center, which is on Quinn campus. So if you would be interested in donating to that event, they're still trying to raise a little bit of money to provide the food. And also, if you would like to bring by new hats, gloves, coats, or blankets, they're accepting those donations. So you can bring that by the Multipurpose Center on Paul Quinn campus off of Elm Street.
A lot to do in Waco Town this week, Ashley.
Yes, as always. Ho, ho, ho.
We won't see you next week, but happy holidays. And for more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.